Thank you. What a beautiful day in Buffalo, isn't it? In every way. First, Reverend Chapman, thank you so much for your hospitality and for what you do. Give the Reverend a big round of applause. Mayor Byron Brown, who's just doing an awesome job. Mayor, thank you for everything you do for us. Our secret weapon, which was no secret to Buffalo, our great Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, pleasure to be with you. To the dynamic delegation, assembly members and senators who are here, let's give them a round of applause and thank them. Senator Tim Kennedy and Assemblywoman Crystal Peoples-Stokes, I'll tell you why they're rock stars. Because to deliver for Buffalo is not easy. Most of the legislature is from New York City. They're New York City oriented. They're downstate oriented. Buffalo got $1 billion a few years ago, which was all the money in the world, and made everybody else unhappy. Jealousy exists. I want you to know that. We found out when we did the Buffalo Billion. To now come back and get $500 million more for Buffalo was tremendously difficult. And Tim Kennedy and Crystal Peoples-Stokes led the charge. Let's give them a round of applause. We have Mayor Terese and Mayor Deister, who are doing great jobs. Pleasure to be with you. Let's give them a round of applause. And we have Mr. Howard Zemsky. Give Howard Zemsky a round of applause. Now, I want you to know, in truth, because I believe in full candor and frankness, Howard was in charge of the video today. Truth is also that Tariq, the Uber driver, did not want to let Howard out of the car. Howard was in the back seat, and he did put on the child safety lock. That is true. Turns out that Howard is a bit of a backseat driver and had to tell Tariq the better directions to get here. And when Tariq was driving too fast and too slow, so he locked Howard in the back seat of the Uber car. But it was the first Uber ride in upstate New York, and it was my honor. And Howard Zemsky is the father of the Buffalo Billion. He envisioned it. He worked on it in the community. He did it in the private sector. He's been doing it ever since. None of this would have happened without Howard Zemsky. Let's give him a round of applause. Now, we said this year's budget, which is really the operating plan for the entire state, was about helping the middle class. But in many ways, Buffalo knows that story better than any place in the state, because that's what we've been doing in Buffalo from day one of my administration, literally. That's what the Buffalo Billion was all about. How do you help the middle class? How do you create jobs? How do you bring hope back to communities in upstate New York that suffered for too long and were abandoned for too long by the government in Albany? And how do you say to communities, I know that you've gone through a tough time, but days are going to be different, and we're going to invest in upstate communities which have great workforces and great assets and great universities, and we can turn this around? That's about what the Buffalo Billion was all about. Believing in yourself, believing in Buffalo, believing in what made you Buffalo in the first place, believing in the workforce, believing in the assets. And it has come true. And to now follow up the Buffalo Billion with phase two means that this is going to be institutionalized in a way that no economic development program in the country has been institutionalized. This is going to be a decade of growth, a decade of partnership between the government and the private sector. We know that phase one of Buffalo Billion is working. You feel it. You walk down the street, you see it on people's face. You hear it in restaurants. You hear it in bars. You see it in the numbers. Home values going up 20%. Highest wage growth in 40 years. Young people coming back to Buffalo. Who would have believed it? That millennials, whatever they call them, but they're young people, they're coming back to Buffalo. And now this budget says Buffalo Billion 2, an additional $500 million to continue that growth, continue that momentum, and take it to a new level. And it was hard to get. $500 million is a lot of money. We're very aware of the finances, and we're keeping spending low in the state. And that's why it was a yeoman's effort to get that $500 million passed. We were in trouble early on. The signs were not good. You had a lot of people arguing against it, a lot of people saying that Buffalo has already gotten too much help from the state, a lot of people saying we want to go back to the old way, where the legislature distributes the money as pork. But your delegation stood up and said, no way. And again, the champions were Crystal and Tim Kennedy. Let's give them another round of applause. And this phase two is going to be in some ways even sweeter than phase one, because the principle operating phase two is that the greatest success is shared success, that the greatest feast has the most people at the table. And that's what you're going to see in phase two. You're going to see communities being brought in to the family that have not been brought into the family of economic success. You're going to see suburban communities and suburban downtowns that have been suffering. You're going to see Jamestown invested in, more investment in Niagara Falls, and you're going to see the east side of Buffalo not watching success, but participating in success and being part of it. And we're going to reach out directly to the middle class in Buffalo and all across the state, because they are the ones who are suffering. That's what we saw in the election this past November, all that frustration, all that anger. Where's it coming from? It's an economic anxiety. It's a fear that people are wondering what's going to happen to them, what's going to happen to their family. And nobody's been talking to them. And we said in January, after feeling that fear and feeling that pain, New York State's going to respond. That's what the Middle Class Recovery Act was all about. We said we're going to invest in the economy and good jobs, and we're doing that. You know that better than anyone in Buffalo. We said we're going to cut taxes for the middle class because they're the ones that are struggling. And this budget passes a middle class tax cut, average savings $700 per family less in New York State taxes this year, as our way of saying we get it. We say this year we're going to attack property taxes. Now, property taxes, Howard likes to tease me about my obsession on property taxes. I am obsessed with property taxes. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was obsessed with property taxes. Why? The number one tax in the state of New York has nothing to do with the state. It's not the state income tax. It's the property tax. People pay, on average, 3 times more for property tax than they do to their state tax. Western New York, average property tax, $4,700. Average state tax, $1,800. We have to get property taxes down. They're the highest in the nation. And some upstate communities, literally, the highest property taxes in the United States of America. This budget plan tries something new. It tries democracy, it tries the people. It says the county executive is going to bring together all the local governments in the county, over 900 in Erie, put them in a room, and say, my friends, we all run towns, villages within the county, cities within the county. We have to find a way to work together. We have to find a way to tighten the belt of government. We have to find a way to share services so that not every government does everything. Not every government has to have its own purchasing department, its own legal department, its own snowplow department. You have to find a way to work together, share services, and get the cost down once and for all, because people can't afford to pay those property taxes every year going up, up, and up. And the way we're going to make sure they do it is it's going to be all public. Public meetings, public discussions. Every elected official is going to have to say what their position is in writing. And then October 15th, that plan gets presented to the people of the county. And the county executive stands up and says, this is what's going to happen to property taxes. They're going to go up. They're going to go down. This is the consolidation plan we came up with, the shared services plan we came up with. Every elected official gives their position. And then you are going to vote in November. And they're going to know that, and democracy works, and it's time the people of Erie County say enough is enough. I want my property taxes reduced, and I want local governments to deliver. We then have in this budget something that I am so proud of, something I'm so happy about, something that I talked to my father about years and years ago as a dream when he was governor. And he talked about it as an aspiration that was just impossible. That you could say to every boy, every girl who sleeps tonight and is worrying about their future and thinking about their future and thinking about they can be a, whether or not they can be a success, that we can say to every child, in this state of New York, we believe in you. And we don't care the color of your skin, and we don't care how much money you have in your pocket. We believe in the concept of family and community and investing in each other, and we want to see you do well. And if you care enough to work hard, we're going to provide you a public education system that is second to none in the nation, and we will send you to college. I don't care if mom can afford it or dad can afford it. I don't care where you come from. You're going to get a public education and a college education in the state of New York. I can't tell you how many parents, you want to talk about anxiety of the middle class, I can't tell you how many parents have come up to me and said, you know, I'm worried about how I'm going to pay for college. I don't know how I'm going to do it. The costs keep going up and up. My income is flat. I don't know how I can do it. This says you don't have to worry about it. $125,000 and below, free public college at a great public education system, the SUNY system, community college, a four-year system. It's the right thing to do on a moral level. It's a right thing to say to every child and every parent, you're not going to be excluded because of how much money you have. If your child has the talent and your child's willing to work, your child can be a success. That's what this country's all about. That's what this state is all about. But it also is smart. You know the first question a businessman asks me or Howard when we're trying to get them to come to the state? Do you have the educated workforce? Do you have the skilled workforce? That is the first question. The state with the smartest skilled workforce wins. That is the economy of tomorrow. That's why we work so hard with the partnerships between the SUNY system and businesses. That's why we work so hard with Roswell, going to Cuba, partnering with the businesses of tomorrow. That is the economy of tomorrow. And for us to be the first state in the nation to say every one of our children can go to college if they have the talent and it doesn't matter how much money they have in their pocket. That is smart for the state. 50 years ago, We said as a society, people need high school. So we're going to have free public high school. Why? Because we decided that people needed that education to do well, and we needed that education as a society. So everybody got a free public high school. Today, high school's not enough. Today, college is necessary. And that's why we're going to be the first state to step in that direction. And you watch how the other states follow New York when we do this. And there's a whole array of other great initiatives in this budget. First state in the nation to say that we're going to have a new immigrant defense fund. Why? Everybody can have their own opinion on immigration. You can think immigration is a bad thing. You can think it's a good thing. I happen to think, as a New Yorker, that immigration has been a great strength for this nation and a great strength for this state. I say, how soon we forget. You want to now point your finger at immigrants and build walls and keep people out. The only original American are the Native Americans. Everybody else is an immigrant. You want to deport immigrants, start with me. I'm an immigrant. My people were poor Italians. But you can have your political opinion, but we are a nation of laws. We are a nation of laws. And we don't execute opinions. We execute laws. And before you deport anyone in the state of New York, they have a right to a full legal defense, and we're going to provide it through state funds because that's who we are in New York. This budget says, and the judges and the DAs will tell you, I was a prosecutor in the Manhattan DA's office. I did the same case over and over and over and over again. We have to stop the cycle of young people, primarily minorities, who come from underprivileged communities, who have difficult circumstances, who get in trouble, who make a mistake at a young age, but who then get a criminal record, and once you get a criminal record and you're sent to a jail or a prison with hardened criminals, you make a bad situation worse. Once you have a young person with a felony conviction on their record, forget them trying to get a good job. No employer wants to go near them. Once you take a young person and you send them in to a jail or a prison with hardened criminals, with real predators, don't be surprised when they come out hard and they come out worse. We have to stop the cycle, and that's what Raise the Age is all about. Treat 16 and 17-year-olds like 16 and 17-year-olds and stop the cycle of madness of throwing young lives away. That's what Raise the Age is all about. It took 12 long years to get Raise the Age passed. But this year we got it done, and this year this state says no more to the cycle of madness. And I want to applaud Crystal and Tim for getting that done. You know, last point. We have been on a long journey together. I remember when we first started, when I first got elected, and I came up and we started talking about the Buffalo Billion. And I remember the cynicism on people's faces. And I remember the pessimism. And I remember talking to Howard Zemsky about it and saying, Howard, do you believe we can do this? And he said, no, I believe. I believe. You know, Buffalo's been through a tough 40, 50 years, literally. And people are down, and people are unsure, and people are uncertain. And they've seen a lot of people give up, and they've seen a lot of people move away. And many people have had to say to their own children, their own sons, their own daughters, you know, maybe you should leave and find your future elsewhere. How difficult a decision that has to be, to tell your kids maybe you have to move away. That's where we started. And we started and we said, we can turn it around. We can change it. It doesn't have to be this way. You have a friend, you have a partner in the state government. It's not far away, it's not Albany, it's not a different universe, it's not a different planet. It's your government, they're your representatives. And we're here to help, and we're going to do it in partnership, and we're going to reach out to the mayor, and we're going to reach out to the county, and we're going to reach out to the business community and the academic community, and we're going to put everyone at the table. And there's no stopping us when we come together and we invest. Well, we were right 7 years ago when we started. And we were right, and the people of this state were right to bet on Buffalo, and they were right to invest $1 billion in Buffalo because it is reaping dividends already. And the second phase of Buffalo, $1.5 billion, is not a grant, it is not a gift, it's an investment in you because you deserve it. And Buffalo is running, and Buffalo is turning around Western New York, and you ain't seen nothing yet. You think we're doing well now? You watch what we get done through phase two, because the energy is with us now. The mojo is with us. Let's show the rest of the state, and let's show this nation how we can turn around Buffalo, and we can go from the depths of depression to the height of success. That's your story, and I'm honored to be part of it. Thank you, and God bless you.